Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, as we are in the house of the Lord again. It's always an opportunity for us to hear your word and to be blessed thereby. Now this morning, we give you the praise and the glory for the praise and worship segment. We thank you, Lord, for all of the good things that you've already done today. We know that you're going to do and speak to our hearts even greater things before we leave the service today, and your name will be glorified. As always, we know, Lord, that the entrance of your word brings light. And I pray and declare and decree in the name of the Lord Jesus, let that light shine in our hearts this morning to the glory of your name. I give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Give the Lord a hand clap, somebody in the house. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I am going to preach, but I'm going to say a few things first. It's kind of, you know, just a small admonition before I preach. Then I will preach my main message. I was thinking of doing this after, but I said no, you know, because the message that God has for me today is really powerful, and I don't want you to be, you know, we're going to close on that note. So let me just deal with this right now. I want to, you know, the Bible says, and I wanted to read some scriptures and so forth, but I'm not going to read. I'm just going to talk, you know, for a few minutes. The Bible does say, though, that we should, you know, we as pastors should look well to the state of our flocks and look well to the state of your herds. Amen? That's the job of the pastor. You know, so we need to take care of some things and make sure, you know, everybody has an environment that they can worship the Lord freely without distraction. Amen? You know, without distraction. You know, and it's kind of like, you know, the role of the, you know, pastor or administrators or leadership in the church, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the principal, you know, in the school. You're kind of responsible for everything. Whether you are directly responsible or not, you are responsible anyhow. Is that a true statement? Would you agree? Those of you who are teachers, would you agree? And those of you who are parents, the principal is always responsible for everything somehow. You know, so same thing goes, you know, when you have, you know, the leadership, they're kind of responsible for everything and so on. And most of the time, you know, the Bible says, I may not read too much scripture on this segment, but let me read just a couple of scriptures to you. In Hebrews chapter 13, I'm going to read verse 7 and verse 17. Remember them which have the rule over you, which have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith you should follow, considering the end of their conversation. Verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch over your souls, they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, so that they may be able to do it with joy and not with grief, for that will be unprofitable for you. Amen? Praise God. Is that the word of God that I just read? Yeah. So is this the word of God? You know, so, you know, sometimes, you know, the pastor will have the responsibility of doing some things which may not always be pleasant, you know, because the Bible also says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Amen? All scripture. Can you put that up, please? 2 Timothy 3:16. Thank you. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, you know. So, and I believe that we do a lot of that here. I mean, we're always laboring in the word of God to bring powerful messages, uplifting messages, teaching people how to perfect their faith and how to do better in life and all of this. Would you agree that we are doing that? Praise God. That's doctrine. We're doing that. But it's also, well, a lot of you don't agree that we're doing that. So, I think that's not a passing mark for the pastors. The congregation didn't agree that we are doing a good job bringing the word of God, so we need to do a better job, you know. But let me ask that again. Do you think we are doing a good job bringing the word of God? Yes, I think we are doing that. Praise God. Now, but it's also profitable for reproof. It's not just doctrine, you know. It's also profitable for reproof. It's profitable for correction. And it's profitable for instruction in righteousness. And as Paul said to Timothy, he said that the man of God, well, it's not just man, but he was writing to Timothy, but that all the saints of God may be perfect. Amen?
Amen.
Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You know, so, I know that, no matter which way you do it, you know, I learned this when I became a pastor. You know, I've kind of been doing a pastoral role for many, many years, even before GMI. But when I became an official pastor, I kind of learned that, and I think I knew this before too, that look, people are not always going to agree with you. Amen? You know, and some people will not like your methods. Gee, half the time I don't agree with myself. You know, and sometimes I don't like my own methods. You know, let alone somebody else like it. But look, Paul said, I did not shun to declare unto you the word of God. So we got to declare the word of God sometimes. Praise God. I prefer, personally, you know, that I don't like to preach sermon on the pulpit here about anything, correction and so forth. You know, I don't hardly do that. I just like to, you know, say something in passing to somebody. You know, Bible says, not maybe necessarily the Bible, but, you know, we know that, you know, after word is good enough for the wise. Amen? Amen, people? And I believe there's a lot of people. I want to thank the church. Many, many people that are sitting, many of you that are sitting in here, you know, as I've said before, you have the choice. You could be at another church. But you chose to be here. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and I don't take that lightly. I take it very seriously. You know, like Barakan, he drives many, 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 many miles to be here. Dozens of churches that he passed by on the way. You know, so we take that very, very seriously. And I want to thank those of you, many people here, they take very kindly, very well to correction. Because look, we watch over your faith. Amen? That's what the Bible says. You know, so sometimes we, you know, and even God sometimes corrects us and so stuff like that and so on. You know, and sometimes, you know, I'll whisper some things, and I've done that so many times. You know, during the greeting, I'll whisper something into somebody's ear, and I'll call them aside and so forth. Some people would rather me that I preach about it and so forth. You know, I don't really like to waste everybody's time preaching about things that we should just correct and move on. Amen? Praise God. But anyway, you know, I said, I'll say a little something about it today. You know, but the thing I want to say is in Romans chapter 14, and then I'm going to preach my real message. Romans chapter 14, I just want to read verse 13. But let me start from verse 12. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall or stumble in his brother's way. So that's the one I just want to talk about for just a few minutes. You know, even in the workplace, you know, I know these days I work from home, you know, but when I used to travel, being a consultant, went all over this country, there are many, many workplaces where they have rules and regulations. And if something makes somebody else uncomfortable, you're going to hear about it. Would you agree? In the workplace. Well, I heard about it one day, you know. My manager called me one day and said, somebody's complaining about your cologne. Hello? It's a true statement. You know, and I didn't think there was anything about, and it was not even actually cologne. It was aftershave, you know. And shave, put on, splash on or whatever. And, you know, it was bothering somebody. And I heard about it. And I said, well, if it bothers you, I won't put on, you know, the aftershave. I felt funny the day I didn't put it on, I tell you the truth. But it bothered somebody, you know, so we have to take care of that, you know. So let's not put an occasion to stumble, you know, in our brother's way. So that makes us all our brother's keepers. So especially when we come to church, you know, such an occasion to stumble. And I've corrected a lot of the young boys, you know, and many of the people here and so forth about this, you know. Well, look, we want you all to dress properly when you come to church. You know, let me just say it the way it is. We don't want to see anybody's underwear, you know, some of this kind of, you know, stuff, you know. And I corrected that, and a lot of people have taken correction, and that's good. So, I thank you all for that. You know, We also want, you know, and I asked the ladies' fellowship last week to talk about this, you know, but not everybody was there, you know. So in the ladies' fellowship, I said, talk about it. I don't want to be talking about it in church. You know, just talk about it. You know, ladies should dress also modestly so it doesn't offend anybody. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Now, you may not think anything about it, but it can be a distraction to somebody else. And if it's a distraction, then it's a stumbling block. And if you create an occasion for your brother to stumble, then that's not good. In fact, Jesus, one time he said, you heard that people said they should not commit adultery and so forth. You know, I said, well, I'm going to raise the standard. That's what he said. He said, now I'm going to tell you, if you look at a woman with lust in your heart, he said, you're already guilty of adultery. Did Jesus say that? Would you all agree that he said that? Okay, well, guess what? Don't be the reason for that to happen. Now, that should not be happening in the church, you know, and I don't often like to speak like this, you know, but don't be the reason for that to happen. And one of the reasons, you know, I didn't, you know, I haven't thought about this for a while, but then, you know, God showed me something. You know, Eli was a priest, you know, and you can read his story in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and chapter 4. In fact, he was the last of the judges, and he was also a priest, before they went to the kings and so on. You know, and his sons were not behaving very well in the church, and he was doing some things that were inappropriate. And he really didn't discipline them. And God was very wrath about that. You know, so, you know, so sometimes I say, well, gee, I try not to say things and so forth, you know, because, you know, some people say, well, you know, some people might be offended and so forth. Well, others might be offended too if you don't say something about it. Hello? Yeah, some people might be offended too. You know, so we got to balance the situation. But I don't believe that I need to take, you know, an atomic weapon to kill a fly. Amen? So that's why sometimes I just drop it to people and I just move on. I don't need to take, you know, a lot of time, you know, beating the thing to death, you know. So we've said it, you know, don't put an occasion to stumble before your brother and so forth. And let's all behave ourselves in the house of God, behave ourselves wisely and all of that. And that's good, you know. So the Lord, and there is a great blessing when you obey the word of God. Amen? There's a great blessing because the Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you. Well, some of you may not know, but now I've said it. So now you have to obey. Hello? It's as simple as that. You know, if there was no law, then there is no sin. You say, well, I don't know. Okay, well, now you know. All right, so that's all for that. Amen? Amen, everybody. I don't want to take any more time because I've got this message that I want to preach today. And I'm going to, that thing that I just said, I'm going to cut that off the recording. That's not going on the internet. That's for the church here. Praise God. You know, how many of you still love me after I said that? All right, well, I love you all. Praise God. It's not the easiest thing. Uneasy lies the head that wears the crown, whatever they say. It's not the easiest thing to do. In fact, one time I was chatting with a brother who's a friend of my pastor and so forth, and he's kind of an evangelist, and I said, look, you know, it's a lot easier to be an evangelist than to be a pastor, you know, because, you know, I do the work of an evangelist too. I'm going all over, everywhere, preach the gospel, do crusades and so forth. But that's a lot easier. Because, you know, I got everything set up. I just go there, I preach, and I carry my Bible and go. I don't have to deal with people. But when you got to deal with people, it's a lot of work. But I tell you what, it is the greatest work, and it is the greatest job, and the greatest honor in the world. Praise the name of Jesus. I love it, you know, even though we do it voluntarily without pay. But it's the best thing that has happened ever to me, that people, you know, entrust their faith to you. Amen? I don't take it lightly, so it's a good thing. So I want to thank all of you for that. I thank you for your obedience. I thank you for your cooperation. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord.